I slept not very much. I haven't showered. I'm gross. Just borderline disgusting, you could say. I gotta be somewhere soon. Ugh. So we're not gonna have a 4-hour one today, but we will have one. We will have it. We will have it. And I'm very, this, whatever this strain is, it's, I didn't take my Zyrtec today and it's having, it's wreaking havoc. I just started smoking and my eyes are burning and I have cotton mouth. It's not good. It's not good. And now I'm watching Kevin rake in money on MLC. We're going to be sniping MLC today. Liam just joined, looking like a fatter, grosser me. I'm just trying to make myself feel better. At least I'm not in school trying to find myself. Lost Boys, the theme of the Dabbleverse. Lost Boys. Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how we get into it, get out of it. Excuse me. I'm just going to wreck myself.
Whittling down service where they're like, no, this guy's pretty good and that's, this guy's not pretty good. So, you know, I don't think you have to be a genius, but, you know, the fact of the matter is the Comedy Cellar was pretty good at discerning talent out of out of the shit show that is usually any comedy scene.
I don't care.
So Gustav's right. Yeah, I mean, everybody hates the gatekeepers, but you know, they usually at some point go, yeah, we don't need Kiki, quadriplegic, and TV's Will Herring.
I don't care.
I believe if you're listening or watching this, you think this stuff wrong.
I don't care. I'm happy, go lucky. Women call me plucky.
Just people who produce
comedy. I don't care.
Right.
You're like, yeah, okay, I guess I do need network gatekeepers to tell me.
I mean, listen. I mean, on the flip side of that is Joe Rogan was never going to get a talk show.
Sorry, I'm blowing my nose.
And now he has way more influence than Seth Meyers and or Jimmy Fallon. Or, you know, you can't get shit. You go on these shows, nothing happens to you. But you got to go on Rogan now. So.
Whoa, the legend just gave $100 to fuck me. This is fucked up, the legend. Fuck. This is fucked up, dude. That guy just gave $100 to fuck me, dude.
You know what?
I could die.
I don't, you know, like Gino used to say, hey, I don't know why I'm, I, you know, he, Gino said he got banned from the Comedy Cellar because Noam didn't like him. But he got banned from every club. He didn't work anywhere. He worked, the only club he worked was that shitty club that closed down in Times Square and Seven Monkeys, that fucking Jackie Mason's daughter's club.
Oh my God, is that still open?
I don't know, but the fact of the matter is, like, all these guys that don't work anywhere, they think it's a conspiracy against them, or this club doesn't like me. But in Gino's case, no clubs like him, none. Same with Ray. Ray can't get even past at the Stand, where he does a show every fucking once a month. He can't wait to not go again.
Sorry, I'm wrecked. I am absolutely wrecked. Holy shit. I'm not kidding. I'm sneezing and snotting, and my eyes are bleeding. My eyes are actually bleeding, I think.
They're all losers. Ray, Gino,
it's not
Carl,
going
John,
well for me. It's
losers.
Not going
Thanks
well.
For keeping Stevie Lowe off the show. Legend equals Joe. Yeah, where you been?
I mean, I may die.
Like these guys, the problem when you're the only people, if one, like the legend.
Oh, God.
You know, he's propping up Ray now.
I did take all my medication. I'm hoping about 30 minutes ago. I'm hoping it kicks in. But wow. I'm really not doing well. I'm having one of those histamine. What is it?
It's going to go, what the fuck am I doing? So, again, I don't play that game. Cool haircut hasn't been around for weeks.
KD said, why is there always something wrong with you?
Got the cool haircut.
I don't talk to women who are built like Stonehenge. Beat it, bitch.
and or start? Did somebody tell you to start?
Who's that in his picture?
That's me from TV.
It's you?
Rocky Lumps.
Fuck that.
It's me, dude.
Oh, they're not Rocky.
You think it's not? Who do you think it was? Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, God.
You look a little different in that picture. That's all.
I really need to go get my clear eye, my artificial tear.
It's called TV.
That's
true.
Thank you for joining us, though. I appreciate you being here. I swear to God, I'm going to try to push through this. Oh, God. Usually fat people have zero allergies. Is that true? Is that a that's a stereotype I'm not aware of? Shut up, Brennan. Shut up. Jesus, and I brought the bong. Low T equals sick a lot, says Skitty Tooth. Wow. This is fucked up. First, the wispy beard accusations. I'm not kidding. I'm like crying down my face. People are going to clip this and edit it out of context and get the AI trained up on it. It's going to be fucked up for me.
I woke up to you pew-pewing at Win By Two last night and then was dying laughing at you talking about the neglected kids during the BYB stream. Well done, Jesus. Fatty Patty.
Jesus Christ. I don't know what even that was. Whose kids were those? Whose kids were those screaming in that background? Shit show, thank you for contributing towards the goal. I didn't even think about making my nut. Is it the end of the month? They're all accusing me of trying to make mine. Oh, God. The TV's too bright. I had to turn down everything in here and make it purple. Purple rain, purple rain. This is what it looks like when a fat guy's...
Hey, Crumb, why don't you make like Jared and pass away already? The fact you feel the need to slither back into the community after getting into another pointless drunken fight with randos on the Discord proves you're unredeemable asshole. It ain't cute. It ain't funny.
Did Crumb come back? The Crumb came back the very next day. Hit the like button. I'm dying. I'm literally dying. I'm literally fucking passing away. Oh, my God. It's a brand new strain. I just opened the thing, and it's... Whoa! Whoa, is it wrecking me. The terpenes, am I right, fellas? Come on, get on board with it. Today's EP is Letty Let. Letty Let. Nobody knows what it means, but I assume it's a woman. Letty is usually a woman's name, but I guess it could be somebody else. Anyway, thank you, Letty Let, and all the other people. I think we got everybody on here now, hopefully. It's synced up and stuff. Jesus Christ. No more tears. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. We might actually have to cancel today. We might have to leave. This might be the end of my life. Tim Bollinger says, I still have 2 hours from last night's this morning show. Please pause this one until I finish. Thank you. I can't do that. It's too late now. It's too late to go back. Oh, okay, I think it's clearing up. If I can just, like, get out of it, you know, if I don't have to do any more hits, it'll be nice. It'll be nice. Okay, Jerky, I really think Aaron has a humiliation kink. If only there was somebody out there who knew and had proof. But we may never know. T.O. Hank checking in. Hey, Patrick, KB's live. Gotta go. Which is fucked up. And that also brings us to our memberships here. Dusty for 5 months. What about Kenny Loggins, the highway to the danger zone guy? You're talking about Liam? Maybe. Thanks for the 5 months. Dayla, member for 15 months. Are you okay? Take your prep. No shit. I am wrecked. I am really right.
Get well soon. We want you to get well. Get well soon. We want you to get well.
It's bad. It's bad. Thank you, Nero Da Vinci, for being a member, and Kiki Ray as well. And I think Dill Dog just kicked over something. Dildog member for 5 months. 5 months of this nonsense. It's been a fun ride. Are you dying? What the fuck's going on?
Ew. I got to poop.
I got to poop too.
Hey, buddy.
We might get rid of the $1.99 memberships. We're going to fuck people up. You need sleep, Patrick? 100%. I need a shower too. I think a shower would be nice. But I after tonight, I'm not able to do shows for a while. For a few days. So, I want to, you know, this is for you guys. I'm trying to do it for you. I could easily go down and watch some more cave videos. And we might. People want me to watch this Nutty Putty cave guy. What are they talking about now?
Basically, as far as I don't remember anybody else growing up in Philadelphia other than Frank Rizzo.
Good night. I was a cop all my life, and I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
You're a creep. Get away from me.
Okay, Dildog's just laughing at me? This is fucked up. And he's not even doing it through Super Tip.
That's a lush when he sees one.
No, he probably... Listen, man, cops...
This
no,
is fucked up, Dildog.
Right.
I mean, this is fucked up.
Cops do pick up a sixth sense when it comes to, like... You know, there are probably some telltale signs. Even if the guy's not drunk, there are probably telltale signs. You know, like his skin or his maybe who
telltale
knows. But the fact he's calling
signs.
Me a crumb bone, and I mean, this guy Will Herron is calling. He says you're full. You're so
Liam's probably a nice guy. Most of these people are probably fine people. It's just insane that they like you know they all have breakdowns and want to leave the Dabbleverse, but yet can't stay away. And yesterday Felicia was putting up a poll like. Should I stay on MLC or not? It's like nobody, you don't, no one gives a fuck.
Ray Logic. Ray did say that, right?
Yeah. No, Ray,
no, he said it hurt more after he got it done, right?
Yeah, because it's a, I don't know why.
So but, don't get it. So he's saying don't get it done.
Right. I think that was Ray's advice, was just don't ever get your teeth fixed.
And if Ray, so I'm not going to get my teeth fixed because Ray said that. And then when my teeth are all fucked up,
I got
I'm
a real
blame Ray.
I got a real beef with this because your name is I just made you read a $1 super chat, but then you don't actually write a super chat. See, technically, there is no such thing as a $1 super chat. I'm just reading your username on a 99 cent or a $1 super sticker. So. You got work to do. You got real work to do to make this stuff. Melton's definitely named in my lawsuit, said Stuttering John. I'd be great. That'd be great. Dildog's dying of laughter. Again, very, very mean. Mason in Portland says today's great practice for your next 24-hour stream. I'm literally dying. I'm literally passing away. Hey, KB baby, Liam is twice as fat as me and 1/10 as entertaining. What's with the double standard? Hum, ba 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 hum 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 and Shane M1980, thank you so much for the 5 gifted memberships. And here's Dildog. With 10 gifted memberships as well as a super sticker. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? This guy. I mean, Jesus Christ. Melton's trying to make his nut.
Done.
Right.
Thank you, Napoleon Solil.
Borgo's going to leave his
I don't even know what my nut is anymore. Does anybody want to know what my nut is? He nutted on my eggs.
Valley and his flip-flops fell off.
Well, the dune. Yeah,
guys, whatever you do, don't nut on my stream. He nutted on my stream.
Valley with flip-flops.
Because people from California are insane.
Okay, but why don't you have a backup? I mean, it's fucking it's insane.
By the way, did you see Gavin Newsom's going to be tearing down all the homeless encampments in California?
Finally. Who's funnier, Ray or Rob Saul?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What is that move, by the way, by Gavin? Did you see Gavin Newsom? Did you see that today? Gavin Newsom orders the complete teardown and removal of every homeless encampment in California. By the way, after letting them camp there for 4 years, those people have made homes. So it's actually like cruel now. You're like kicking these people out of these homes you've let them build and establish for years. They're like buildings on the side of the road. And now he's just like, they all got to go. It's like, this guy sucks. This guy really sucks.
Where, you know, you can't disrespect Tracy Jane.
Right.
A former stripper and, you know, basically a former everything because she's never succeeded at anything. And Ray's like, no, if I treat Tracy Jane properly, everyone's going to be like, this is a good show. This is a show we have to support. Wait, I mean, Ray's such an idiot. It's spectacular.
She's an ex-stripper, and he kicked me off for offending her good name.
Yeah, she's an ex-stripper. I know that for a fact. Wow. Carla's Danger. Somebody got paid. Gifted one MLC pocket.
This is someone's such a great doing camera angle for my weird-looking neck.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, sexy. This is for Liam, obviously.
That's for me, obviously. Hey, man.
He just got his beard done. Gustav, Liam.
Gustav does $50 super chats, and he does $2 super chats.
Barber. I have a barber down here, and I'm going to go and
But what do I know? Because Mike Boudet does $1,000 and $5.
Patrick, can you tell us an interesting anecdote about Stone Temple Pilots? I really enjoy those insights into the life of an onion man.
Shut the fuck up.
He doesn't understand his...
Shut the fuck up.
Dumb. Like, that's a... That's a
no chargies, backsies. Too late. Loser. Beat it.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to go live right now. And then our show was like,
people
really...
People like my little anecdotes, you know? They tune in for the little homespun slice of life.
Do the most simple...
You fucking bitch.
Thanks. You got to treat Tracy Jane like a lady that she is. She used to work for...
Yeah, Kevin's neck is rough, dude. Kevin, I don't know what's going on. Him and Ant are aging. I mean, maybe this is just what happens, and I should just embrace it because it's wild. It's like the puppets getting worn out. This is the same latex they used for the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. I swear to Jesus.
Anywhere but Flash Dancers. So why would I buy it? I'm good with
Easy Girl.
Also,
and then the bouncer would take me in the back and beat the shit out of me.
You're never going to spend the exact amount of money you get in funny money. You're always
exactly
having that cover the next day.
Right. And then you try to go to the AMP with your funny money.
Right.
Thank you, Gustav.
Oh, Tudichichiro. Tudichichiro. Here's my fat chat for Fat Liam. Is Liam at the golf course? No, I'm actually at a Starbucks on the front porch.
Spend no expense.
Did he have
front porch of what?
A Starbucks.
Front porch of what?
Starbucks.
No, keep looking.
I thought it was a Starbucks at the golf course.
If you keep looking at it, it's actually one of those magic eyes. You'll start to see a picture.
Someone's doing well.
I'm doing very well. I'm looking for interns, so I'm like putting together paperwork right now. So did he have two caddies, one for the clubs and one
Liam's,
for his snacks?
Ian?
I didn't even read that part.
Liam's looking for interns for his film.
And I like to eat snacks.
That's pretty good. One for his clubs, one for his snacks. Did you ever hear the story? I'm sure you did.
You ever hear that story?
One time I was caddying and...
Liam looks sharp. He's got a beard trim. You
know, they were all...
He saved to go to Floyd's 99 and get it all tight. High and tight.
Yes. And
I wish I might.
If there were guests,
have the strength to write the next Emmy hit tonight.
Some of all guests at the.
I've got the glasses. So,
one guy,
say I'm a writer. I belong in Hollywood.
So
I am a man.
I don't know. I don't think I saw him hit any practice shots, but I saw he was missing an arm. I'm like, let me take the guys who have.
Liam's beard makes Colt C's beard look, you know.
Golfer of the four. The other guy,
like Aaron Imholtz beard.
Horrific. And I was like, you can't judge a book by its cover.
That's great.
I learned a valuable lesson there. Just because the guy is one arm doesn't mean none. And look at this. Look at this.
Whoa. Look at that.
We like cum.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We got to wait.
The
for
real
this.
Fake legend. I guess somebody got to. Who told you to send this to me?
Fuck. Dude, I look so stupid.
I think it was Ray trying to embarrass you. Backwards Ray. No,
this makes me look so fucking stupid.
Who told you to send this to me? You got to stop. Anyway, the real fake legend, thank you, sir. Thank you for your support.
just for the record, this is a free one. I'm not charging for this one. So I met my nut this month.
Yeah, but what do you tell Ray?
What do I tell Ray?
What do you tell Ray? Do you ever ask Ray to pay you?
Ray has paid me a couple of times.
No, but do you ever, after the show, you go, Bank. Ray, send me some money? Because you generate money, more money than anybody else does.
I had to turn the lights down so low, I look like I'm in John DiCaprio's studio. Whoa! Was that a spaceship? Jesus Christ.
Or a car that was...
An intergalactic war could break out at any moment. Keep your eyes peeled for rogue ships shooting in the night.
Money out of a beggar's...
You can take it from me and I got a fucking family?
That's right.
I got a fucking family, but I'm okay to take it.
Your son can go caddy. He can make money.
No, yeah, he's not old enough. Plus, he won't caddy. They don't want to do
Siri, that. Studio lights 100%.
Seriously, I couldn't wait to caddy because we used to play poker there.
That'll help.
Cigarettes. Everything that's cool about me now is we learned caddy. Plus, I hated being home.
When's he going to read it and talk about me? I want him to really stick it to me.
After a while, all the caddies become your friends, all the other caddies.
God, he's got like 7 stories. One's about his dad. One's about caddying. There's the time he raped Sarah Silverman.
So I can't get my kids new sneakers.
KB, do you want me to
They
come
got holes in their socks and their sneakers. Liam's like, pay up.
You want me to come on this show and treat you like I treat Ray?
I wouldn't mind. No Money Melton trying to make his month not.
Fuck. I think I'm No Money Melton. That's pretty much right.
Oh, no, I think he's talking about Melton. Because Melton went, I think he did I think he went live.
Oh, is he sniping?
Whoa!
I don't know if he's sniping us, but I think he went live. Because he did.
Hide!
At the end of the month. I don't know if it was last month. Or what, somebody was pointing out, Melton kept doing all these shows at the end of the month to try to make us nut. Thank you, Fake. No Money Melton trying to make us month nut. I think he's talking about No Money. I think he's talking about Melton, not you.
Legend, thank you for buying Kevin's son's sneakers.
Yeah. Thank God someone's here for me. Furious. Liam, AC/DC said the toughest fight you had was putting on your
beloved pants. Chatter said it's hard to watch me keep talking shit about women.
He said that on Ray's stream?
Fucking white knight simp.
That is funny. That is
you
funny.
White knight AC/DC bitch simp. You simp Chicago. Bitch. You bitch simping
did he say
white knight bitch?
Living?
No.
I'll slit your damn.
He was cowardly for not putting his...
I'll slit your... I'll find your where your family sleeps and slit your whole... sleeping bag situation, probably.
I use my shoulders to level my shelves, and my neck is a part of my personality. Flapping cunt neck herpes face.
Wow. Whoa. Whoa.
Security job where he does.
I was clicking Daylot chat, then this one appeared in its place.
Listen, man.
I accidentally clipped it. It's $99.
I've made a huge mistake.
Whoa. Whoa. A $99. Is that real? It looks real. It looks real. Wow.
After fucking
wow.
MLC fraud.
Don't rub it in. Be cool. When I saw an opportunity to fuck my fellow classmates over on a final project, I did not hesitate. Now I have the lifelong memory of seeing Stone Temple Pilots 8 years past their prime, and that is something I can think about every day.
I, too, am going to a concert.
Yeah, I guess when you look at it that way, but no, my classmates fucked me over the whole semester, so fuck them. I have the degree. I won. I got to see the concert, and we got an A. Eat my ass. Suck my dick.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Limp, Lenny, Mark, I've been bullied into listening.
I'm not going to be bullied like this either, I'll tell you that. That's 100%. I am Hawk. I don't know if this is the real Ian Hawk. What's up with these guys that constantly rage quit Discords only to run to the YouTube chat rooms and act like they're not hated here? Is this really Ian Hawk? That's funny. That's really funny. I mean, nobody hates Ian Hawk. I mean, like this isn't serious, man. Nobody wanted you to leave the Discord or, like, just... we just want everyone to chill, man. We just want everyone to chill. But I'm glad you, like, I guess they've got their own now at the Spurgtopia house. But anyway, yeah, I mean, look, nobody hates you here. You've got an icon. You're welcome here. People like Ian Hawk for the most part. Like, you know, people really, I got so many emails. Like, you shouldn't have. You better not. Buck Naked, member for 11 months. This member milestone chat came with my renewal. Thanks, man. Thanks. No, you're welcome. So much. $3 from Anonymous. Taxman was coined by a goat from Tucson fool. What is happening? A goat from Tucson. Everything's in a code, I think.
Thank you, Dill Dog. We take home 70 of that.
Yeah, that's true. 65. Hold on. Was it 99.99? Yeah, it's $99.99. So he's on an Apple device. It's closer to 60 than 70. He's really fucking us over here. Unlike Sketty Tooth John, who's sending in 100 through the super tip system. She's a real fucking G. She's a real G. I don't even know what to say. Thank you, Sketty Tooth John. If that is your real name. If that is your real name. Sketty Tooth was hanging out with Lorkenzo, who's pretty much like a stand-in for me, like an analog to me. So basically, Sketty Tooth John is stalking me. She can't get enough. She's sending in hundreds. She's hanging out with dudes who look exactly like me and probably like trying to like seduce them into scissoring or something, you know. Meanwhile, there's this poor potato guy who thinks they're in some sort of relationship, and it's just sad. It's like she's every time she sends in 100, she's cucking you, and you know what I'm saying. Addicted to Ubiquity says, "I miss Ian. Kept the riffraff out. It's much more complicated than that." It really just is. But no, he's, you know, if he wants to come back to the Discord, he can come back to the Discord. You just can't, you know, everybody knew what you were up to. And it was probably a bad time. And, you know, everybody's allowed to. People can change. People can change. Everyone's allowed to change. Or not. Or not. First she stalked Chad, now Melton. Yeah, that's right. She's a fucking bitch. She's a psycho bitch.
Money. So I just, you know, the deal was he does my merch. He comes on my show. And then, you know.
Oh, but wow. He's going off about me. Listen to this.
Fat guys are difficult to deal with, but that's been my experience.
Well, that's
Bobby
right.
Kelly.
Liam McEnany.
You know the rules. I got to do a bong hit because when I get a big donation. So I got to do 2 bong hits. Oh, God. I mean, it's gonna wreck.
I mean, it's fucking insanity. I mean, what? He was almost like doing like the fucking Frank Rizzo thing. Frank Rizzo, you know, he was a public figure, so he had to be careful.
I really broke Kevin's heart. I think,
but it was classic. What do you?
I really broke Kevin's heart.
Dude, but, you wouldn't use the word doo-doo to replace it. The word shit on a movie on network TV.
Right. I mean, it's insane watching a guy trying to get. That's Louisiana mad.
But you know what? If I was being condescended to by someone like Keanu, I'd probably lose my fucking mind.
Oh, shit.
Darth Derp. Okay.
Who's a bum, Pinky? You want that BLT toasted, by the way. Who's got to you,
Lee? BLT sounds great. Why don't more restaurants do a BLT? Like, McDonald's should do a BLT.
$5.
So stupid.
Leo Gunn, what are you doing to me?
You sent $50 to Ray.
Not everybody wants a burger, you know?
Thank you, Philly Frank's Five. Who's this guy?
Why doesn't why don't they do a McTuna?
Michael Moore with Downs.
A deep fried tuna salad patty. And then sometimes some of it breaks off and leaks into your fries, and your fries taste like tuna.
Because it hurts more after you take the brain meds.
If Ray says it, we got to do it.
All right, we're going to do
Ray
2 bongs.
Ray is like the downslope of flower.
This might kill me.
Algernon.
This is for Dill Dog and Sketty Tooth John. Cheers.
Oh, it's a movie.
All right, so, but at least he didn't call you the R word.
Corn Dip says Dairy Queen makes a great BLT. I don't know if that's a bit or not, but it's fucking hilarious. By the way, Corn Dip's going to be on Super Tip soon. I saw him testing it. You know, I log into people's accounts and creep. So he's been testing it. And then people are saying that we should get the law tubers on it. I don't know any law tubers, but they could definitely make a lot more money if they. People tell me they do thousands of dollars a show. And imagine if that wasn't through Super Chats. If they're that greedy, you know, these greedy motherfuckers.
I'd say Crumb Bum. Because it combines the...
We need a new lawyer anyway. We need a new... Super Tip needs a new lawyer. So get one of the law tubers to be our new lawyer. We'll hook it up.
And a bum is a guy who begs for change.
So a bum is a guy who begs for change. He's also known as DeVito. Always driving to some old show up in Pennsylvania. Oh, no. He is the headliner. No, they don't give him a hotel. And no, he can't sleep on my couch. No, he'll drive back tonight. Oh, he's gonna pull over every 100 miles to inflate his tires. And
say something new and important. So then, say something more that'll add to your argument. Because that you said the same things over and over again.
You're admitting that you did it. You're admitting nothing.
More like Rob Nall. Oh boy.
What am I doing? Oh. I'm a crumb bum. I was looking for that Frank Rizzo thing, but I
all right, I said two bong hits. I'm putting
I'm
it
a
off.
Bum.
All right, this one's for Dill Dog.
From Kamala Harris.
Yeah, she won't leave me
this
alone.
This is gonna kill me. I just got cleared up a little bit.
I think she's mad at you for ghosting her because she's fucking nonstop messaging me.
Text me if I was up. Leo Gunn, $2. Who's a bum? Pinky, you want that? Who's a bum, Pinky? Now John's gonna count this as a win because he's like Leo Gunn's back to sticking it to Brennan. Leo Gunn, yeah. Leo Gunn, thank you for all you do, sir.
Pretty clear.
Thank you for 2 days ago. I mean, listen, I don't like to talk about people's money or anything like that, but like,
all right.
I mean, if people think, like I said, I my wife don't listen to me. I beg my wife to not fucking spend money. And she,
all right, this one's for Sketty Tooth Juan.
She laugh, but she might as well be laughing. You know what I mean? Because right. I usually tell her in a text or whatever, and she'll give me a thumbs up. I go, hey, can you not fucking, can you try to stop bankrupting us? And she'll give me a thumbs up. So it's like, she don't even take it seriously. But I'm supposed to tell Leo Gunn what to do and the MLC fraud what to do. Got it.
Got him.
It's insanity. Crumb Bum changes names and that bitch set me up.
Yes.
That bitch set me up. He's big into mayors, apparently. I'm going to find that fucking Frank Rizzo. Why did they take that down? YouTube, video sharing company. Look it up, Chrissy and Frank. Video sharing company.
Holy shit.
It is pretty. I mean, that is like, I would say My Lost Interest is one of Ray's best advertisers. Like, I only know what's going on in the Dabbleverse because of My Lost Interest. And
My
Stallion
Lost Interest
and
used to
guys.
Really hang out here and be a part of this community. I thought he liked me, but now he like fucked off and he shits in my mouth every chance he gets.
More taste.
I'm kidding, of course.
But he didn't.
It's just a test to see if he's here. He's like, hey, I still like the show. Because it means a lot.
You're a crumb creep. I want to fight you.
Crumb bum.
But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Put that on camera. You're a creep. Get away from me.
Well, sir, I'm on the public street. I should be authorized to be here.
I'll break it over your head. Get away from me, you crumb.
Get away from me, you crumb.
You're a crumb creep coward. I want to fight you.
Hey, don't bully Dill Dog. He gave $100. I think and by the way, he's already on the list, I think. Am I right? Is he on that list? I can't even tell. I can't even see it. The writing's so small. Let me look over here when it airs to you. If he's not, that's a mistake on my part because he's already given. Oh, wow, he's not. He's not. I'm a real piece of shit.
The crumb bum creep.
I feel like that would have gotten him.
Guys, we're 70 people behind Brennan. We're 70 people behind Brennan watching me get too high. I'm so sorry, Dill Dog. Holy shit. Yeah, we're going to add him. Don't worry about it, Kim. Jesus Christ. What an oversight. Really, really bad on my part. I thought he was already on there, so I skipped his name when I saw it on the list. Fuck, man. I'm such a fuck boy. We'll get your refund process, Dill.
Exactly. Who got to you?
It's worth $5 to call me fat.
I mean, imagine being a grown man and asking other people to send you money.
Send me money. Send me money.
Wow. Stokely, thank you. Ray left MLC and now.
How did Steel Toe hit the goal today? I'm sorry, I couldn't make it to the whole show. I had to pass that. We were sniping. We're doing a group snipe. You know? Get Rakeda on Super Tip. I don't know him. I have no way to get in touch with him. It'd be really good. It'd be, again, I don't even need to sell it to anybody. If anyone doesn't want to do it, they're shooting themselves in the foot. Like, it's purely spite me, and I'm fine with that. You look retarded. You look stupid. You're like, I'll never use that. It's like, dope, idiots.
Now I'm not getting bullied by Brennan anymore.
Ask, just ask. Ask anybody, like, straight up that you trust. Like, Rocco, Corndiff will start using it soon. There's no grift. There's no scam. It's just, like, you get the money immediately. You just get more of it, and you get it right away. There's literally no downside. There's no scam, no grift. Once it's set up, there's no... It just works. Ask Pat Dixon. Ask Pat Dixon. He uses it every night. You know? Not that I talk to him or anything, but I see all the numbers every night. Like, you know. Like, so if you don't use it, if you don't like more money faster, you're like, I don't. Okay. No, we don't do a high pressure thing around here. Keep using super tips. Keep using super chats. When it all goes away overnight because you lose your channel, which, again, I'm adamant we all will one day. Ooh.
Yeah, has anyone heard from...
Can you use it on Twitch? You can use it anywhere. That's the point. It's platform agnostic. Like, you literally can take it anywhere you're broadcasting. Twitch, X, Kick, Odyssey, your own platform, Zoom. I mean, you can put it on it. You can use it on anything. Anything you can broadcast to. And then no one can take it away from you because it's not part of that broadcast platform.
And now he's dead.
Well, and we're not going to take it away. Why would we take it away?
For under arrest stop on I-80, let me know and I'll get in touch with Party Boy.
Why is Streamlabs no good? It's Streamlabs is fine. Nobody cares. We're building better stuff. Like, we offer stuff no one else offers, and more coming, like, crazy stuff. Like, so, you know, other Streamlabs offers TTS tips. They don't offer what we offer. You can't build conversations. There's no tie-in with animations and the way you can. We're actually building an overlay builder now, spoiler alert, that allow people to have more customization over how their overlays appear so everybody can kind of design it how they want, hopefully color-wise and stylistically. So, I mean, we're just trying to do it better. And by the way, you know, some of our stream elements and stuff already have that. But it's not easy to use. It's not intuitive. You can't make something that looks nice easily. And it's just time somebody did it better. Somebody is doing it better. Streamlabs and PayPal... which is way easier to charge back. Yeah, we're just giving people more tools. I'm telling, it's not nerds building something they think streamers want. I'm building what I want. And by I mean Moody's building it.
Enough money. To be fair to Ray, medical professionals are replacing the with I got student loans, a second mortgage, alimony, pay for this fancy.
You remember how far it's come though? Remember where we started with the little blue box with the text? And then we added the heads, and then we made the heads animated. I mean, I just actually renewed the SuperTip domain. It's been a year, but we really only launched it in January out of panic.
I had to see a foot doctor when
it was too early, really. Here. Still too early.
I couldn't see anyone.
It's very beta, dog.
I was like, didn't the Hippocratic Oath say?
Jeru says it's 3%, though. Yes.
Do no harm.
Yes. Yeah, and people, and look, people use it.
Big guy with you with foot trouble, of course, it would be like, duh.
But that's the answer also to when everybody goes, like, what if they figure it out and don't allow it? It's like, other people are doing what we do. We are just trying to do it better. We're building way more. We have way more on the way that's going to differentiate us. Wait till you see the AI prompt image idea. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so fucking good. But we gotta get another developer, Moody. We got to. And I need you to find them. I need you to, because I don't know what we're looking for. I don't care what it costs. We got to, like, do it. We need, like, a guy. We do need a guy.
I want the original age.
Streamlabs PayPal Venmo says you watch it with the Streamlabs talk. I capping. And Max Bringle says you should be able to send it through crypto. Yeah, we could easily set up a Bitstamp account. Or not Bitstamp, but whatever the fucking thing is called. We could definitely do that. But we also want to make login with, like, X and Facebook and not just YouTube as well. I mean, we got a million things on the to-do list. But Moody has a real job, and we do need someone who we can pay to, like, actually do it.
General, people are going to spend money regardless. Bob Hope's whole act was about how his wife spent money.
Right.
I mean, every Catskill comic,
because it'll take long enough for Moody to even, like, get a guy up to speed. It'll take a week or two, you know what I mean? Just to, like, walk him through everything.
Ronnie made his wife a whore.
But Moody's the only one who can, like, vet a guy and make sure we're hiring somebody worthwhile. And I say we get one of these Indians on Fiverr.
Doesn't spend money.
Or, no, what's it called? Upwork or whatever?
So that's what every Catskills comic, Borscht Belt comic was like. My wife spent so much money, blah, blah, blah. But they do. But they do. That's why the comics came up with it, because it's based on a reality. So if I thought, as they say, start at home. If I thought I could influence people on spending money, I would talk to my wife. I wouldn't be talking to Leo Gunn. And the MLC fraud, I know it doesn't work with my wife, so I'm assuming it's not going to work with Leo Gunn and or MLC fraud, John. Bye. Thank you.
At least
man.
Leo Gunn does never.
It'll take a bit because I need to apologize for all my code. Haha. Yeah, I know, but I just, like, I know we've been putting it off because it is exhausting to, like, onboard somebody like that. But we do need to do it quicker than later.
Go make a movie, you bastard.
I'm doing one in about 5 months, a short film.
I do miss Mike Boschetti in the Holland Tunnel.
Does he not do the show anymore?
So much stuff that needs to be done. This guy could literally be sweeping all day.
Somebody got to him. I don't know who got to him, told him don't do MLC anymore. He ain't doing it.
But Moody's done tremendous, and, you know.
Same person that got to.
And he'll still be like the.
Somebody got to Shane Gillis.
CTO, if you will. He'll be in charge of the project.
KB the Orange called your wife. Yesterday.
Yeah, Moody's been looking through his network. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it.
Everybody.
Yeah, we definitely want to find the right person.
I'll fight you right now.
But I don't even know what we're looking for, you know what I mean? But I guarantee we could find somebody on Upwork. It just might not be somebody you know or personally recommended, which I know is always a risk, but I'm sure we can find somebody competent and you could develop enough of an interview questionnaire to make sure they can do what's required.
And Frank Rizzo was a cop for a long time before he was the mayor, so he would have known how.
And at least I'll be able to blame you if it all goes awry. You know what I mean? Because that's the most important thing. I don't want to be the guy in charge of that stuff. Can I use Super Tips here in chat? But for real, get cam models to use it. You'd make millions. Name change to Booty Tips. No, I don't think we need a name change or anything, but, you know, that question always comes up about, like, where you allow porn and stuff. I think it's, like, against Stripe's terms of service, probably. It really comes down to that. You know, but maybe in the future we can build in other payment modalities like Bitcoin and stuff that don't require those creators to go through that. But yeah, and I got an email from somebody high up in a company like that does like product marketing and sales with all these ideas for it. And I haven't gotten back to her. Yeah, a woman with a job. But I will. My inbox is insane. It's filled to the brim with links. Oh my God, did you see this one?
I think your heart out just moved.
Kevin started the show today, of course, saying like he was caught up. It'd be a short show. He had a heart out. He's not going to do a long show.
We'll look at old MLC clips.
Yeah, Burning Brennan archives, there's 27 videos. So, yeah, Burning Brennan archives. So there's enough burning bridges here to keep you, whatever. I guess I shouldn't be saying this on the show, but I'm assuming E-Rock's out of that. He doesn't really give a shit anymore. Yeah, shout out. If Shelly's the shit wearer, does that make John the shit?
Whoa.
Dookie of the Dabbleverse. What'd he say to her?
So, of course, Liam has music in the background. Kevin still literally takes a photo of every fucking chat. He really, every chat? I'm surprised how well I did that bong. But it looks like I might have to do another one. What the fuck is this?
I don't like the look of it.
It's 20 memberships. It's $100 from our buddy Spectre NS5RD. How do I say your name, man? You know, you got to send me some guidance. It's been months now of you just raining cash down on this program. And I feel like I don't know what I'm saying every fucking time.
When you're like...
All right, I got to pack a new bong for this mug. Fuck. I think this is a different strain I have up here, though.
Baby, you're so mean. Why do you...
Sorry, I got to find my weed pan. Oh, this dude's going to break me.
I'm going to call this episode Dookie now.
I'm going to have to jump off and watch Ray in a minute.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to watch him, too. He won't go... Anyway, I can't even keep up.
I'm going to be in Edinburgh the last week of the Fringe this year. I know we got some Edinburgh people coming out. I got a couple friends who are going to be there. Mikey's there. That stupid, what's that chick's name?
Yeah, if I bring...
MGD, doesn't she live in Edinburgh? She should come out.
I can't hear you.
We're going to fucking hang her. No, it'd be cool to me. I know a lot of people from the UK go to the Fringe and stuff. So I'm going to be there the last week during the week. So hit me up. Holler. Sketty Tooth and Chip Galloway said they were going to come, but it was just a prank on me to make me look stupid. And here's the thing. You look stupid. You look stupid. You're the fucking idiot. You're the fucking idiot. Some longtime fans are coming that always come out, I think, from Glasgow, Paul and Laura, and then Sean, I think, who a lot of people met at Hackamania from Liverpool, is going to be coming out there. All right, I'm going to really get higher. This is going to be bananas. This is going to be bananas for me. You sure about that?
All right, hold on.
You sure about that?
You still there?
I'm still here. While I'm here, let me plug.
Taking tips in Bitcoin should be pretty.
Just my butt.
Might be more difficult.
But I can tell you, you can go to my website.
Because we'd have to get it and translate it to cash. Is this really Ian Hawk? I'm having trouble with this. Because Ian Hawk's been like. Mean.
Just to let you know, Patrick, I gave orders to St. Plays, our furry-loving moderator, to autoban anyone he believes to be Ian Hawk. He shared a grotesque non-graphic photo of a woman's breast, and it's worth the ban.
I'm still doing comedy and making bank, something you can't say Fatty Patty.
You can't say, you can't be honest and say Michaela's breasts were, what did you call them? I mean, they're nice tits. They were very nice tits. A grotesque, they weren't. You got to be honest, Ian. Come on, man. They're banging tits. It's like when I bust on KB's, but when I bust on KB's tits, from your mouth to God's ears. You know, they're fantastic. Who are we kidding? You know, I'm getting nervous around them. You know, my knees buckle. So let's be real about it. Most of these women are hotter than any of us ever deserve. And we can all pretend like we fuck models because we're used to jerking off to porn. But you and I both know your wife's fat and you should shut the fuck up. If you have a wife, and you probably don't. So shut up. Shut up and shut up. Okay? You know, everybody, what, somebody's a furry, somebody's a this, somebody's a that. Yeah, some of us are simps to online cam girl. I mean, you know, we all like go through different phases of life and whatever. Who cares if Nat Klo used to jump around in a bunny suit with cum dripping out of his mouth? I don't give a fuck. Does that mean he can't make a funny clip or documentary? What are we all doing? You know, what's important here? Everyone grow up. Okay? You're going to really pretend like Michaela's tits weren't great? You're out of your mind. fuck, man. And now Ian Hawk's making fun of his dead dog. This got mean. I just don't understand it. There's so much to go after people for like when they're really like bad people. Come on, man. Come on. Is he drinking? Does he have tomorrow off? Oh, man. This fucks up everything in my life.
Peter Klein makes my yaya tingle so freaking hard. Where are you? Get over here. My panties are off.
Michaela shouldn't even be ashamed of him. She should actually come back to our Discord and make it her picture. I mean, what is even wrong with everybody? What is wrong with everyone? I mean, you have some idea of perfect breasts in your mind from when you were 17 or something. And, you know, tits just come in all different shapes and models. And you shouldn't worry about it too much. Nat Klo, I'm scared to clip now. Kiki might strike me. Clipper Wars 2024 has begun. Kidding, I'm clipping everyone now. Ha 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 ha. If you ever clip me. If I ever see you clip me. I mean, what's wrong with everybody? Even if you got old saggy jaw, who cares? You can only like, you know, I'll never know what it's like to have a six pack. I'll never fucking know. And I got to just be okay with that. I got a built in saggy fanny pack of a tum. And everybody points and laughs, especially the children.
Like, what the fuck happened to his career?
Well, Matt Damon would be so famous.
No.
Hold on, now he's on Shuli. First it was like, you won't believe what a loser John is. Then it was like, you won't believe what a fucking loser Ray is. Now it's, man, can you believe what Shuli's not up to? Oh, no. Mike is watching you, Taxman Fool. Okay. I mean, what can I do about it? Should I dig a hole and crawl into it? The tax man.
I don't know.
Got another big plant. What is that, Scott song?
Whoa, are you sure?
Look, that's all I can imagine is, you know, like,
Yeah, because why, if they're killing it, why would he waste
Jump man. Is it less than Jake? What song am I thinking of? Somebody on that
thing I've been saying for the last year. It's got to divide everything by 7 after YouTube and Apple take their cut.
Every single month. They make me wait. They take too much. Melton's a scam.
I'm kind of when the mayor says, I want to fight you. Sounds like.
I love that, like, I have a solution he could use and he won't use it out of spite. I love that.
Or KB telling Ray, I wish I could strangle. Yeah, that's true.
I'll fuck myself with a dildo. Just to stick it a meltdown. Yeah.
You ever get rage blackouts, KB, where you forget what you said and did?
Yeah, it looks like he did get his beard shaped up, because before this he looked like a Where the Wild Things Are. Yeah,
now is my mic when I get super mad. My mic basically prevents me from getting canceled because it knows when it needs to cut out because I'm too angry.
Dope man. It is a dope man by Less Than Jake. That's definitely it. I'm sure.
There's still today. Maybe I'll say something stupid dumb.
You got another plan. That's all. I don't really remember it at all.
For that. Well, you know, maybe the guy's got some health issues. Thank you. Is that why he does one show
that's
a
sad.
Week or two a month?
Rocco's texting me. I'm sure this is about Ska. It's sad because I saw less. I've seen Less Than Jake probably 15 times. So that's really sad.
Does not suffice to support you. People are like, no, he's a good dad. He gets high all day, every day, like Melton.
Whoa. Speak of the devil. Look at this. I got to do one for Spectre.
By 7. They're trying to do that morning show that was going nowhere. They used to make $100 for the whole show divided by 7.
Oh, man.
It's $15 each.
I think Red Bar wears diapers because all his segments are 2 hours long.
Right. He does a 9-hour show.
I was trying to watch a clip of him shitting on Ray, but I couldn't find it because it's like.
Less Than Jake's great. You're out of your mind.
No, I know. He's been taught. The clip is mentioning my name in the clip. I give up.
Next time they play. Next time they play in Vegas, I'm flying Rocco here. We're going. We're going to live stream it. We're going to suck each other off.
They have those extra wide chairs with no arms.
Imagine a Tukey video at a Less Than Jake concert.
See, this is why Ray should pay you.
Will they let you bring a puppet into Brooklyn Bowl?
Yeah, and it's the furniture's all built for 500 pounds out here.
Tutisero, I'm finally saying it right. Boschetti says he's on hiatus, but a lot of people say a lot of things.
I got to call Mike this week. He's doing a movie.
Oh, TV's Will Heron is here. What time is it? Oh, all right. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if I can have you on today. Well, I'll have you on. Yeah, you come on tomorrow. Or
I'm on Will Heron's side, but you do have to bust his balls about all this.
Yeah, we got to have you on. I like the cut of your jib, sir.
It's very,
very. Leave the doo-doo at home.
Yeah, we like the way you.
Taxman Mike is watching. You're still number one fool. We're number one. We're number one.
I like to go to my bedroom after the show and sort through my super chat photos like a kid with his Halloween candy.
I like the trolls who are courteous enough to use super tip. Like, I like that. They're like, I want you to get the maximum out of this, man. I'm not a dick, but you're an idiot.
Hey. And so I keep it. So then when he's watching, he has to listen to me insult him.
Kevin, I think you mean fat fudge.
No, I mean fat.
Oh, no. Now
fudge.
I owe another one. Look at this.
I got a hunchback. First of all, you know that's so funny about Melton.
EFS.
The king. Also, he proved that the BS show doesn't make any money. And that's why they stopped doing it. And that's why Shuli got a job, because his wife's like, Why are you podcasting all day and you're not even making any money? Why don't you just get a job?
What is he talking about? Is this real? Has Shuli got a job?
What I do.
Is any of this real?
High all day. That's his only goal. But right. The real hilarious part of it is that Melton doesn't make any money because his show's unwatchable.
Fuck.
And also he just sits there watching Steel Toe. So he's watching Steel Toe. And then he doesn't even really interact with the chat because he's just sitting there getting high, watching Steel Toe. And when I used to watch Melton's show, I would send it super chat. He would read it within like 3 minutes. Because the fact that like this Melton dick rider is counting everybody's money, but he doesn't want to count Melton's money. But that would be the real embarrassment. Melton doesn't make any money. And again, because if I watch his show now, I might watch it for 5 minutes. He's just watching Steel Toe. So what's the super chat you send?
Hey,
Steel Toe's an idiot.
I got it.
He watched.
I mean, nothing happens on his show.
So. He admitted he watched, but only for 5 minutes. Only for 5 minutes I watched. Maybe, maybe. I only watch it for 5 minutes. Like when I accidentally click on a gay porn. Only for 5 minutes. Only for 5 minutes. Can you imagine? Kevin, you're on. Kevin, you're live.
Is it up?
I got a Carmen Castillo. I got one of those. These are from my earlier breaks. I got a Joe Carter.
Where is he?
Is he at a Staples?
Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson. Future Hall of Famer.
He's like in a Costco?
Bob Friendly. Steve Carlton.
He's at a...
The lefty, the big lefty. And, of course, Mr. Baseball, John Strzok.
Is that a card
those
show?
Those are my cards I got from the break earlier. No Mark Lewis.
This is getting wild. This is getting wild. George says, can I be your super chat programmer guy? I know all the DOS commands. I can program in BASIC. This is not an issue.
Hey, bud. Pal, I'm working the morning shift at my local Piggly Wiggly. Shalom, bitches.
Is that true? Like, honestly, I need one of the... I won't believe it unless it comes from like Dave Dalifor or one of the hardcore Shuley stands. Mason in Portland, is he a Shuley guy? Anonymous, how do you disable Super Chat? YouTube is curious. How do you disable Super Chat? I don't. This is Super Chat from George. What's wrong with everyone? Here's another Super Chat from Broke. Lynn Pencil. You're thinking of Dope Man from Less Than Jake. I am. Brooklyn Pencil. So Ray's opening up packs of baseball cards with the gross gum.
Don't put that in your mouth.
That's when the legend was relevant.
Don't put it in your mouth.
This stick of gum can vote now. That's how old this stick of gum
is. Wow.
It's like having a dog. Don't put it in your mouth.
The legend is like Chandler or somebody definitely like fucking with, because he was like on Ray's side sticking it to Kevin, and then on Kevin, now he's on Kevin's side sticking it to Ray. It's definitely just somebody fucking around.
Team card.
Or maybe Brock Lee or whoever that was, you know.
A Brooks Kobe.
What is
Ron
this?
Park device.
So Ray paid admission to a convention center.
One of the guys.
So that he could pay money for baseball cards.
Either way, you got to give it up to the guys with enough money to spend thousands of dollars on like a multi-month like storyline for themselves. Like, it really is funny. It really is kind of funny. Chandler made everyone in the Dabbleverse get in a tub. Like, that's hilarious. And at least I was the first one. Like, thank God. It's the only like non-embarrassing thing about it other than the sunburn. But like, Chandler literally made everyone go and get in a tub. He made Chad sneak into a hotel and go on the roof. He made Steel Toe go to a hotel. Like, that's pretty fucking funny. That's really funny.
These are his buys.
Shuley's working. Bob is leaving the network. It's failing. John said it, so it must be true. Got it.
So there you go. We got that.
Ray, where's Mark Lewis?
Let's see what else we got in here. All right, Brian.
It's still pretty lame. I agree. You got me.
Bobby Witt. Oral Hershiser.
All right, this one's for EFS. EFS, thank you.
He just paid for these?
You're also going on our Wall of Fame.
He shows them to us live on camera.
Who's Fennec? Jose Cecilia.
I'm seeing a lack of super chat.
Kelly Gruber.
I'm seeing a lack of super chat.
I told everybody not to super chat Ray.
Where does the money come from?
Oh, no. Speaking of less than Jake. You know what I mean?
I do like to post pics of women on Discords for fun, like that Kiwo Hawk gay, guy.
The new meme should be Jake Hudson reciting less than Jake. So
773.
Did Gustav pay for this?
Act number two.
No, Gustav did not pay for this. I told him not to.
Is Borgo paying for this? Like, what's going on?
I told everybody not to pay.
Remember Borgo? Whatever happened to that guy?
Let's do it.
He'll donate now and be like, I'm right here, Melton.
But he has to crash with Ray Goose when he goes to New York.
All these guys really sticking to me. Thank you, EFS, Inspector, and Dill Dog.
So wait, he buys old deck of cards and then he doesn't know who's inside of them?
Right. The old tops decks.
And they're sealed and then he buys them and then so he doesn't know what he's getting.
Right.
But he does get the old stick of gum.
And they're mint condition. So they're worth a lot.
Wait, if Ian's back, he's gotta make up for the $3,000 for the past 2 months. You don't just get to come back and like, first of all, it should be $3,600 now, plus brisket, but you definitely have to pay the $3,000 for June and July. You know, you can't just saunter back in here like everything's fine.
There might be a 2004 New York Mets mobile.
And we're going to need one of your kids.
Ray still has.
We're going to need one of your boys. Can you imagine if he has two boys and how creepy that is? I have no idea. I really have no idea.
A nice big gum stand. How come every decent player we get?
I still have a hard out at.
I do too.
I have a hard out at the bottom of the hour, so I can't. I'll watch until then.
Bottom of the hour. What does that even mean? 3:30? Sorry, 6:30 your time. You East Coast nerd.
1986 Boston.
What are we watching? What is this? Look at all the children in the background.
Second base. When he watched Bill Parker,
look at the kids in the background over here, over there, on the right side of the screen.
Wow.
It's like a baseball card convention.
Is this the silly fun show that Ray wanted to do?
All right, EFS, it's for you.
Sean Raleigh.
This is like a kid. Ray
looks like a.
No, Ray's excited, but everybody watching him is just like, I mean, Ray thinks it's funny that he's like this big kid. But it's still not funny. Like, it's one thing if you're like Ray, but you're like an entrepreneur and you're a millionaire. This is like your side hobby. But Ray's spending money that he don't have. He don't even have his own apartment, but he's acting like, no, I'm just at the National Card Convention with all the other guys. I'm sure all the other guys that do it are doing great financially. Not Ray. So Ray's taking this. I'm just a big
kid.
Got a
cough to get off.
He's taking it to a degree that most people are like, no, but Ray, you still have your own apartment at 50.
Anonymous, Red Bar does not beg for money. Cool. Did I say it? Oh, man, I take it back.
I mean, I have two jobs.
Dan G, quick poll. Who is Liam trying to be? A, Steven Spielberger. B, Francis Ford Capicolo. Francis Ford Gabagool. Or C, Wes Craven Everything. Wes Craven Carbs. Francis Ford Capicolo.
No Mark Lewis there either, but so far, here we go.
Thanks, Dang.
You got a Dave Parker, the Punk Rock.
Yeah, we saw this.
The Barry Bonds. Both with a... giant gum.
By the way, so many of you donated this month. You know, I'm not sure everybody will get their day as EP. I don't know what we'll do. We'll have to start splitting like an EP every hour or every 2 hours or something. Or, you know, it's just luck of the draw. You know, because we do like a week after the month starts. But I can't be... you know, not every worm gets the bird. What do they say? Here's the ones that haven't been called this month. Let's see. Shit Show, 7Dub7, Big Salad Man, Bone and the Carbarian, Chip Galloway, Clifford. Dan G, Dang Lizard, Cream Jeans, Father Joe, Flimsy Greenberg, George, J.S., Letty Let was today, Mike Boudet, Mike Cutts, Misfit, Mr. Nobody, Mr. Panhandler, Reels, Ricky Bev, Shane M. 1980, Slicks 96, Spaghetti Tooth John, Spectre and S5RD, Artie Lang, Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Sword and Scale, Wizard Nug, two.
Tell your wife to stop spending money.
But you're all still in the mix every day, you know. Right, well, you guys, every show.
You on
until you're called.
I'm gonna kick you off.
Good luck. May the odds be ever in your favor.
And then you can go up live. You have your own channel. You go up on your own channel, Andre.
No thanks. I actually got work to do.
All right, but, Liam. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Have a great one.
Wow, that was crazy. That was not crazy. Man, what is Ray doing?
Yeah, what is Ray doing?
Yeah, I'm starting to get concerned about this Ray.
Nobody cares. I mean,
yeah, he's kind of neato. But come on, man.
Can I do a hit without somebody giving me money?
He's going to a car show.
All right, I hope you'll make it up. I'll do a hit on credit.
Will Heron, we'll have you on. Ray is
guys,
live.
I'm gonna,
thank you.
I'm going to do a hit. I'm going to do a bong hit on credit.
Keeping it off rewind. Eat my ass, keeping it off rewind.
I'll start.
No, I had a feeling somebody was going to be, I don't know who I thought. But of course, Melton sniped me anyway.
Oh, no.
He's thick. He's mean.
Ah.
I'm going to go watch Ray. Let's see if Ray's numbers go up.
Wow, we're dead even with Kevin. We're both around 515. God, how the mighty have fallen. And now he's panic texting every friend he knows, like Aaron, on a Wednesday night when he's tossed the goal asunder.
Ray's numbers did go up to 50. Sorry, fuck you. You know, fuck you, I'm a fan. I don't know. I just had a hunch today.
He doesn't look like a hot dog. He looks like one of those hamburger dogs.
So someone,
oh, thank
I
God.
Don't know who I thought was going to snipe me. But
thank
Melton,
God.
Of course, he's a fat fuck, and he's,
thank
yeah.
Thank God. Drive-by,
$50. Anyway, I gotta read these fast. Sorry. Fuck you. Thank you.
$50 from drive-by. Kevin Brennan is amazingly stupid fuck steel toad. Now I can do a hit. Finally.
They shut this down. Rizzo died of heart attack running for mayor re-election. By the way, Ray is dumb, deep, and a crumb bum. And crumb creep. Yeah. Clever Ritz. Yeah. We ran again. I got to look that up. Think Ray has touched underage boys. I'm going to have Will Heron about that.
It's a little clogged for
Liam
my
is 100%
taste.
Correct. Ball cards, concerts, what the fuck? Listen, it's fun. Like, when you see guys who have these hobbies and they're like, you know, I collect baseball cards. But when they don't have the money,
what the
it's
fuck?
Not it's not fun. I mean, even though Ray's trying to convince us it's fun. Ray's never watched his youth. He's still living it. Ray never wasted his youth. He's still living it. It's, I mean, and then he's going to have the fraud on. The fraud's not there. Bought my last baseball hat when I was 12. Baseball card when I was 12. Yeah, we used to buy them, I guess. I think we stole them, too, from the
it's clogged.
From the drugstore.
I'm not getting the deep hits
right
I need.
Perfectly.
I crave.
KB, Ray doing a show about.
The goal demands bigger hits, right? Right? Oh God! Tukey's new "The Goal Is Insatiable" bit is the best. Go watch Tukey Soup.
I mean,
you'll never satisfy it.
All those cards is the thing.
It comes in the night. It marks the doors for those of which it thirsts.
Third Kenyatta Cape. Yeah, I got to talk to Charlie.
It's waiting there when you open your garage, when you back out your vehicle, when you go to the mailbox. The goal. It's in the bushes, wearing a ghillie suit. It's the goal.
It's in them. That's why Ray was eating. I think
I do need to clean my bong, but it did just get clogged, declogged.
Rock bottom.
I packed it too tight, I think.
Pecker. Was John
Fuck.
Complaining about Pecker earlier? Where's Pecker? There's gamble in sports cards. There's money in sports cards, but usually with disposable income. Liam, you don't get the hobby. Liam, you don't get the hobby. Don't comment on it.
I blew the plug.
I just think it's one thing if you have a hobby.
I blew it.
And
why must
you
Mike David make you a gape again?
Paintings, or I'm sure they do it in the baseball.
Explain it again. I don't understand.
In a baseball card,
I don't get it.
I'm not creepy. I'll ask Hawk if I'm creepy later. He is not creepy at all.
Pretend like. You know, this is.
I'm not creepy. I'll ask Hawk if I'm creepy later. He is not creepy at all.
Cards as a goof.
Oh, good.
And we'll see what happens. I mean,
Connor, $20. This is for your dope habit.
KB, please stop.
Can we do some toe? I don't see why not.
White boys be tripping right out of the Chappelle show.
He's got to leave in three. He's got to leave in three, right? Pussy.
All right, we're caught up.
Can't wait to see those numbers, John's neglected cat.
Go watch Milton. I'm sure he's real high right now.
I'll get there.
Like looking around, and he talks slower, and he makes a lot of pauses. I mean, Milton's such a. They're all such losers. So I'll keep doing my show. I'm not happy to be here because I mean I love the show. Wow. I love the super chatters, but like
shout
to be
to
involved with these losers. The Raid of Ito's, the Stuttering Johns, the Hunchbacks, the Shitwires, the Bob Levy's. We're going to sue you. We're going to beat you up. I mean, these guys are such fucking losers. And Milton's one of the biggest kings of the biggest loser. I mean, this guy's nobody knows who he is. People come on the show. You know Patrick Milton? Never heard of him. Nobody knows who he is.
Man.
He's got like three fans and they watch his show. And most of them
I got more than three fans. All the bedrooms have one. And the living room and the lounge and the foyer. And I have a box fan in my garage.
He goes to baseball cards conventions. Melton, all he does is watch Steel Toe all day, every day. I mean, it's beyond, it's depressing for me to like.
You jelly, bro?
But Melton thinks it's a win? Because he's doing better than Steel Toe.
I've never won anything in my life. I got a participation trophy at the science fair and in T-ball. Jesus Christ. Our football team sucked. My pants were always the whitest because I never played. And I bleached them like a girl.
Or I have a 2-minute out.
True. This is very true, though. Red Bar pounded you out. You're his number one fool. Now number two. Again, thank you for using the super tip system. Shane M 1980. I don't need or desire credit for supporting the show. I support you because you provide something I enjoy. I always appreciate the consistent schedule. Oh God. At least there's more. You know what I mean? Come on, man. I don't like that. It's mean stuff. You're not going to like tomorrow at all. Sketty Tooth John. How about EP team? Sketty Tooth Show, Dill Dog John. That's why you make the big bucks, toots. What's that? Did he just leave or did I pause it? I don't understand. Did he just leave? Was it over? Wow. Okay. I guess that's one way to go. Who do we watch? Who do we go? How do we clip? What do we show? Dabble Doom? Sorry. Dabble, Dabble Doom. I put an R in there for some reason. Dabble Doom. Is this true? Brooklyn Pencil. Every time you read my name in the super chat, you misread my name. Not sure if it's on purpose, but it always makes me giggle and smile. You're so funny and cool. Is it not Brooklyn Pencil? Brooklyn Pencil. Brooklyn Pencil? Brooklyn penicillin. You're getting very worried. Mike David coined the term tax man fool. Oh, cool. That's very cool. You know what am I supposed to do? How will I ever live? You really can't find this guy's channel, this Doom. I mean, he just sucks. What do I search? Steel Toe. Dabble Doom. Okay, now his minstrel show video always comes up that I can find. The guy just sucks at branding. Where's the one? We could watch the one where... I want to see when Johnny breaks down crying, and I don't know whose video that is, about this girl, about this trip. And now, you know, according to Aaron, like, April posted to Instagram was like deflecting her charges. It's like, you can't, they have charges. So, like, she can't deflect. They're charges. She going down. She going down. Steel Toe Clippers, Chad Zumok, and warnings from dad. Steel Toe's holding on to info about April and the Ricadas that will make your head spin. Oh, no. He always knows more than everybody else. I love this. He's really chimping out. In this video. Hold on. Here we go. This is Stalin 19.
It wasn't Aaron who prevented her from getting charges. It was me. Hey, Art, if she would have listened to the advice I gave, would not be facing charges right now. Remember, Aaron, big, bad, abusive, terrible, horrible guy, Aaron.
He thinks that if she, like, didn't go back to their house, that she wouldn't be recharged. He thinks they, like, watched her go not learn a lesson and then charged her.
If she had listened to the kind advice that I gave her, even after she had been after she got out of jail, and I showed...
I had taken her.
And I showed compassion. And I said, go to your parents, get away from these people.
I forgave. And I showed compassion. I did that. Took the high road.
People, they're going to be the end of you. You're going to be in trouble. Charges were dropped. I'm not an addict. Someone did this to me. Lie, lie, lie. Well, third one's not a lie. Nick did do this to you, but you'll never admit that. Fifth degree possession. The reason they're charging her with fifth degree possession is because her purse was found in the bedroom. Okay. Her credit cards had cocaine on them, and there was a snort tube and a vial of cocaine with 0.25 grams in it on top of her cards with her purse there. So they went, okay, we can't charge her with the 26 grams because even though we know she's living there, wink, wink, yeah, it's a little tougher to prove. But the fifth degree one, we definitely can prove. Here's her belongings.
So he thinks this took 2 months for them to go back through the evidence, devise this scam, and come back with this plan to charge her. You know, I don't know. Brooklyn Pencil, waking up this morning to you making fun of a movie was the best way to wake up. Is it weird that I need to listen to you yelling and calling people nerds in order to fall asleep properly? Are you going to come?
Yeah, you heard about this Melton guy? He has a show, and he, like, actually cares about the production. And this loser entertains his viewers, and they actually willingly pay him money. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, sorry, I fell asleep. Thanks, Leo. Gun for the $2. Yes, that's correct. My neck is melting.
Listen and understand, that goal is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
Baseball cards.
There's cocaine all over them. The whole deal. So, fifth degree possession, maximum sentence of 5 years or a $10,000 fine or both. Now, here's the interesting part.
Oh, boy. Hit the like button.
Should plead guilty, and she will get no jail time. She's a first-time offender. She'll pay a fine. She'll get some probation. She'll probably get some community service. She'll have to plead guilty to a felony. She'll have a felony on her record.
He always admits he knows nothing about anything, but he's always doling out punishments, knowing how the defense works, knowing when she's being counseled badly, even though he's not privy to any of that information.
But she won't go to jail. The problem is she is so loyal to Nick that she knows pleading guilty to this means that she has to admit that they all did cocaine together.
And that technically incriminates Nick.
That will over the other two. So I am going to make the prediction that she is going down with this ship. Should she?
Oh, she's a part of the wolf pack.
She's part of the wolf pack. Just three wolves in the desert in search of strippers and cocaine. They really are kind of the Zach Galifianakis of The Hangover at this point.
Wasn't Zach Galifianakis the Zach Galifianakis of The Hangover?
Point. But these are not smart people.
Okay.
These are not people who have their heads pulled out of their asses. These are people who, in my opinion, are probably still using.
What if you... My head was never up there.
People, in my opinion, have convinced each other. That's the dangerous part of living in a bubble and not going outside. I mean...
Wow. Says the guy who bans people from his chat that he doesn't like. Versus me over here just putting up threes for stuff like this. Red bar, Mike, David Jules, red bar, Mike, David Jules. Killing it. That's the difference. Bubble, please.
Look, if I had listened to my outside support system 4 years ago, I would have never ended up in the spot that I ended up in. You know, because outside perspectives can kind of tell you stuff that you're not seeing. But those three are all in the same.
For instance, I had no idea he coined the term. Wait, I already forgot it. Tax man. You live, you learn, you collect threes.
Thing. That's their whole world. That's their whole universe. And they're all just pumping each other up and
blowing. Hey, you got to do at least seven now. You can't do threes anymore. You got to do seven. Man, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to sit here and put up with that shit.
Today on Mornings with Kiki, we have the original Cum Catchers with BB Boo Boo, Baby Buggy Bumpers. Also, I'll talk about some other things.
Shut up, stupid, and show me your pussy and butthole, bitch.
What the fuck is going on?
Own smoke up each other's asses and up the whole thing. So she ain't pleading guilty. Or if she does plead guilty, those two are now.
Is that how it works, Aaron? The minute she pleads guilty, the other people can go to jail immediately.
I mean, they're anyway, don't get me wrong, but this throws an interesting wrinkle into it.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. Don't play dumb, Mike David equals the tax man, fool. Oh, I thought I was the tax man. I thought people said I was the tax man because of the super tips. Taking 10%. Like a tax. But Mike David is the tax man? Why? Because he's Jewish? What's going on? Is everyone okay? Whatever you say, man, no one's even arguing with you, and you're like on all caps. Is this the ghost of Mr. P? That's the energy I'm getting. Another win for Red Buck. I mean, I don't understand. I really don't understand. Mike David's the tax man. Okay. Yeah, I'm not arguing. No one's fighting for the title. I don't get it. What's this guy mad about? You are dumb. Red bar coined term tax man fool number one. Yeah, I know you already said that. But I thought it was about me. I understand that he coined it. No one is arguing. Mike David coined it. Mike David's the tax man. Sure, sure. Sure. I mean, no one's fighting you on it.
There's something else that I can't say.
Oh boy.
That I will when it's over. And
look at him watching the chat. Look at him watching the chat.
And it'll make you so angry at the three of them. Especially the kid part of it. It'll make you even angrier about the kid part of it.
It won't. It won't. Stop trying to distract from the fact that you physically assaulted your wife. All this is just to discredit April. At some point, you know, it's wild. All this is just to discredit April. Wait till you're going to be sick when you hear. You might as well go ahead and get sick about it now. You might as well go ahead and get mad at April now and not believe her ever again now, huh? Huh? Touched by Tony, thank you for joining up with a membership. Bone CK member for 9 months. $100 says Aaron has Timberwolves boxers on. The cornhole fiend wants so badly to be part of the pack. Yeah, everything's like sports related and stuff. Red Bar, give it a year. He's watching Fool. Red Bar calls you the tax man dig. Number one Fool. This is going great, man.
As someone who's been in radio for over a decade, I know that April will be howling at the moon, ashamed that she will go to prison and didn't come home with me to our ghoul.
But there's something I was told about what all three of them could have done.
What? What?
And it'll make your head spin, and it'll,
what's in the box?
It'll make you go, well, these people deserve everything they get.
It'll make your head spin. It'll make your dick pop. It'll make your nipples hard. It'll make your ass drop.
And when this is all said and done, I'll remember to.
I'm glad he's so over this, going through the documents and QE Farms and being resentful and hateful and combing over things ad nauseum. Now that he's back in the mood to do that, though, as it seems, shouldn't we go back and do the one he skipped? The accusations from his wife that he physically assaulted her? Shouldn't we go back and look? You're back into Kiwi Farms again. You're back into all these docs and reading and stuff. Wouldn't you like to get back at the one you forgot? Da-na-na.
Welcome to Kiki Farms, the bee's knees of positive vibes.
That's a good name.
Unlike that Kiwi Farms joint, we're all about the cat's pajamas in kindness. Here you'll find swell posts celebrating the best in folks. It's a real ritzy spot for sharing the good word. Here you'll find swell posts celebrating the best in folks. It's a real ritzy spot for sharing the good word. So get a wiggle on and join the feel-good bash at Kiki Farms, where positivity is the real McCoy.
I hate that I can't say what I know about you and Gino from when you visited us. I have so much juicy info, you don't want me to let it out. Women make me so angry. Oh, stupid, 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 stupid.
Hello!
Kiki Farms. That should be a website. Focus on that instead of striking channels. Who'd she strike? She struck Will Heron. And who else? She struck somebody else today, too. Fucking bitch. Movie says the smart move is to sell out your husband and father of your five kids to save yourself. He's a class act. Movie says the smart move is to sell out your husband and father of your five kids to save yourself. He's a class act. Maybe that's true. Joseph Hamas, Red Bar stole Taxman from the Beatles, plus he's gay. Mike, almost everything I know about Mike, he took from somebody else. And not even in like a Chad way. Like in a calculated way. Like, I mean, it's not even worth getting into, but it's like, he that's what everybody kind of does. You see stuff you like, you pick and choose, you amalgamate that in together into something you make your own. And he's very good at that. He's got a good eye. He's got a good aesthetic for the most part. And he kills it. So you can't even get mad at it. But it's like, yeah, like almost everything about the dude is like a carbon copy of something. Some of it used to be literal, like the Red Bar logo was the Banana Republic logo backwards. You know, like literally that blatant. But it's fine. We don't believe Kiki anymore. I mean, it's just not a real person anymore. Let it go. Again, we don't need to attack her. Maybe we pull her voice down. Maybe we celebrated prematurely. You know, we got ahead of ourselves. I got blinded. Maybe that was me. Bone CK, since you're in such an upbeat, appreciative mood. Am I? Thank you very much for that. One day I'll be able to click that again and it'll disappear. But no, not yet. It's a coding nightmare. Crayon Bird. It's up there with totals. Member for 11 months. Fake tax man taxi. Mr. I don't have enough money to pay for the ride. Is there another way I can pay? Headbutt my soft spot. Crayon Bird. Is that a real bird? Darth Nugs gifted a membership. Thanks very much, Dark Nugs. Appreciate that. That's 49 memberships today. And we're already over 3,000, which is unreal. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For this little channel that makes no money, that means a lot. Connor, member for 10 months, you are the Yellow Submarine. Mike Barr is watching. That's great. That's great. The more eyes, the better. I will not be striking. No one care.
Bring it back to you. But yeah, they found there were a few things in here that they didn't lay out in the charging documents. April had a yellow snort tube, a black vial with a white substance that field tested positive for cocaine, 2.2 grams. Oh, so she had, oh, the charge is more than 0.25 grams.
Yes. Learn to read. This is like when he thought it was marijuana at first. He's so dumb. And he never backpedals. One day he was like, it's such a bad look for him to be at the tattoo festival without Kayla. And then next day he was just like, it's such a bad look, the three of them walking around. It's like, well, shouldn't you apologize for thinking she wasn't there? Because you just kind of outed yourself that both are a bad look. It's like, it isn't. It isn't. Any group of anybody can go to like, no one knows who they are, nerd.
She had 2.2 grams of cocaine. The two credit cards listed to her, the yellow snort tube and the black vial, were found directly on top of the credit card. So she was doing the blow right there and using her credit cards. So we also...
Or anyone else. It's like, he's never done coke, so he just talks out his ass. Like, if you're cutting up coke in a bedroom and somebody takes out their credit card and starts cutting it up, they don't generally take their card back and go, you use your card for your lines. And the last person probably just puts the card down and the tube down. It doesn't mean it was April's. Now, look, the fact that April's credit card is there means 99.99999 April was doing coke. But it doesn't mean the tube was hers and the bullet was hers and the... It doesn't mean that. Aaron's dumb. Literally, this is what the law is. It's like picking everything apart and going, you can't prove that was my vial. You can't prove that was my tube. You also, like, again, 100% can't prove that I did any coke. Unless they tested her immediately, you know? I guess unless they test her now with a hair test. But, like, this is what the law is. It's literally just like picking every little fucking thing apart and going, prove that, prove that, prove that. And you can't just go, come on, clearly. You can, but you look like Mubi.
Found out that the cops did not find April and Kayla, like, in the hallway or in the kitchen or anything like that. They were in the master bedroom. So Okay. It could be that Kayla and April knew the cops were at the door, and they might have been trying to ditch some product.
But they didn't? The safe was open and unlocked, but they just didn't get to it. How do you know they were in the bedroom? You've seen the body cam footage. What's going on?
They might have been trying to do something because remember.
Yeah, they might have. They might have been trying to shit in a bucket and call it gold.
The rat bastards.
Maybe they were doing laundry, you know, cleaning. She's the living nanny.
Remember, these rat bastards let the little kid come to the door rather than Nick give them the code or April or Kayla come out and answer the door. They let the little girl sit there and deal with it, and the cops had to battering ram the door open.
Chat check. Self check.
I mean, these people don't give about anyone but themselves.
Chat check. He needs to know if this is going over with his chat. He has to keep checking.
So now the charges come down. And I really, if you guys think that this is a deal where you're thinking that, they're trying to get April to roll over on the other two of them. They know for a fact April's not rolling over. They know for a fact that's not happening.
The ghost of Mr. P, you run out of money? Did you run out of money, pussy? Did you give it all to your daddy over at Red Bar? See if this guy just keeps throwing money.
Notice me, Dada Melty Poo. I love you so much. I do it all for you. Want me to do another hot tub stream with Slam Piece?
Wow. That'd be great.
It takes some nerve to charge as much as Jesus. Let's see you feed Jerusalem with a can of tuna and bread, and you piece of shit. See you in hell, Tax Daddy.
This was week.
Tax Daddy. I like that better. Stat Daddy, Tax Daddy.
Gave her every chance to get away from there. We gave her every chance to do the right thing and turn her life around.
We gave her every chance. As a matter of fact, I let her think about it for 7 weeks. For 7 weeks, I just let her stew about it. Didn't bug her at all. Didn't tattletale until I did.
He kept making the wrong decisions. So, basically, I think the county feels like they're just getting slapped in the face at this point.
Again, he tries to, like, tell you what everybody's doing. Dude, the county just feels like they were slapped in the face. This is the Kiki energy. Take Red Bar's name out of your mouth. Red Bar sucks. Mike David sucks. Mike David's a weird, sucky guy. And Red Bar sucks.
Yeah.
And they're just going, you know what? Every one of them then. Just them. Felony charges, fifth degree. I feel like the child endangerment should be back in play as well.
He feels like it should. Mark that down. Yeah, movie feels like it. Child endangerment should be in play. Oh, okay. He feels like it.
I'm not a lawyer.
I don't know. I feel like maybe they'll add that in later.
Maybe. Fingers crossed. They'll probably add it in later. They probably didn't have room right now. They'll add it in later.
August 28th is the court date that they're going with. When she's going to have to answer for all this.
Fuck. I wish it would go better for her. I just know how it's all going to happen. I've been right the whole time. Tell me when I'm telling lies. Tell me when I'm hitting wives. Beloved chatter, do the Stoney's biker bros like Aaron snitching? Yeah, they love it. They like cornhole and whistleblowing.
I thought your coverage of the very wet John DeCapri man was Keyswell.
I'm nobody's henchman, Darwa Erling.
Soft has a closed head injury. He's not a real retard.
Soft has a closed head injury. He's not a real retard. What? Oh, God. Versus Jake Hudson's wet open brain injury.
Like I said, people can say whatever they want. And I know April's lied to Keanu and she's lied to Gino. She lied to all these people. Like, addicts lie. It happens.
What about 2 years ago when April said you were physically abusive to her? Stop acting like this is some vengeful act. This was 2 years ago. 1 year into your marriage. You can't have it both ways where you do the thing where it's like, guys, this was 2 years ago. And, guys, what do you expect? She's angry. She's bitter. Of course she's saying this now. Which is it? Is this 2.5 years ago or is this now? You'd have to be a retard to give money to Steel Toe. I'm sorry. At this point, like, not even saying, like, you don't enjoy the show or anything. It's not even that. You look so dumb to so many people. It's not a good look. Like, this is a guy who so very clearly hit his wife. This is the only... He reacts to this when something's super true. Like, the drug stuff. It's written on the wall. And he lies about every donation and every bit of what he does with it. $50,000, but he can't take anything off the goal. He hasn't paid April since April 1st, but he's still waiting for the numbers to come in. It's almost August. What numbers are coming in? So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just not a good look. Like, if you're seen giving money to Steel Toe now, it's like, so you do believe him?
But to know that I did everything I could, to know that I told her, even when I didn't like her.
It's like, yeah, it's like watching Red Bar. It's like, still? 2024. Not a good look.
Even when I thought she was being awful. I wrote to her after jail, and I said, get away from there.
I wrote to her after jail. We're 125 away from after jail, everybody.
This anonymous guy is giving off Goldfold energy. What a weirdo.
Oh, yeah, Goldfold.
Be sure to go to Goldfold.com for all your official dumb leather trapper keeper needs.
Well, that'd be nice. I'd love a nice leather... If that's really true, that he sells these leather trapper keeper things, they're really nice for, like, riding in. Send me one of your finest ones, please. You know I need it. I'm so poor. Mike David hates you. Fuck, really?
Again.
Probably wrecked me like last time. When? Will my asshole heal?
Instead of her taking good advice from someone who actually did care still. Now, throw her to the three wolves. I don't give a shit. But.
I thought you said you wanted her to get better. Yesterday you said you wanted her to. Now you don't give a shit? He's so emotional. His swings are Kiki-esque.
Say. Get them out of there to stick.
All these guys like want off with their heads because of their feelings. They're all really feelings based guys.
My neck out for someone that I was not happy with at the time. For me to go get out of there, you can still beat this. And for her to arrogantly think that it was all over for her, that she was fine. The charges have been dropped.
She didn't know who she was dealing with. I went back to the police and said some more shit.
Not an addict, Bubba. So now that the charges are back, Johnny, does that mean that you're an addict? Because you were saying, see, I'm not an addict. Somebody did this to me. The charges are dropped. Well, now they're saying, look, you were doing blow. Because she was lying about that, too.
Again, that doesn't say she's an addict. That says she did blow, apparently, at least one time. I mean, what's she doing now? Like, if you're not an addict, I mean, that's pretty easy to prove, right? Like, you can just... They make, like, tests for that sort of thing, don't they? I could be wrong, but...
It's, look, man, I kind of knew it was coming.
Not a good look. Red Bar is not happy. Still number one. Fool still. Yay. We're number one still. Anacho the Dirter Man says, who is this Red Barn guy? He sounds like a hillbilly. Maybe.
It's not, I was going to say it's unfortunate. It's not even unfortunate. It is the consequences of your actions. And I'm sorry, but I do feel I am taking a victory lap today. I do feel a little vindicated because I have been lied about, dragged through the mud, treated like shit on this whole deal. And finally, it's all coming up. I told you so.
That's why I hug myself. So happy and secure in what's happening.
Told you so. I tried to do the right thing by all of these people.
Course.
I didn't know what I was talking about. I'm the asshole. I'm the monster. This is what happens when it's three addicts against one non-addict.
Hello.
You will always be called the monster. You will always be called the asshole. You need to detach, get away, and rebuild your life.
Darvo, detach, arribe.
That's what you need to do. Let them wallow in shit.
Oh.
And that's what's happening. People are responsible for their own lives. They make their own choices. You are not responsible for them. Didn't cause it. Can't control it. Can't cure it. Just get the away and you'll be.
Get away. Stop, drop, and roll.
Come on down to Stoney's where the wings and pizza are dope. For the 10th anniversary steel toe roast, get together with me and pathetic Johnny. There will be games like pin the tail on the goal. You take a thumbtack and a five spot and stick it on a board while I say another win for the toe. Also, we have cornhole. You throw a beanbag in Kayla's gaping asshole while Johnny and I rifle through your pockets for spare change. So come to Stoney's and bring a camera. Food poisoning lasts 24 hours, but the memories last a lifetime.
Go to Stoney's.
I would. Because
when I think of good pizza and wings,
Stoney's.
Think of a shitty biker bar.
Yeah. They have cornhole.
More botulism than you ever seen in your life.
They have cornhole.
Be so much happier. And you'll be surprised how quickly you become happier. If there's anybody in this.
Every day he's doing better. He's getting happier. Every day he's discovered a new major key to life. You know what I learned?
This audience dealing with junkies, dealing with addicts, dealing with alcoholics, whatever. Feel free to contact me if you need any help whatsoever.
You know, Shades Cow makes a great point. Is Aaron attending these meetings voluntarily? Or did he do this for optics because he knew there might be something coming down the line? Does he still think this protects him from something that may or may not be coming from down the line?
Because you will be sad for a little while, and then one day you'll just stop being sad. And you
just can't stop boasting. Just like I called it. I mean, again, it's like I'm writing this play. I said the minute he said whoever turned them in is a hero, I said he did it. Because he's writing his own play. I called it the minute he said, whoever did this is a hero. I wish it was me. And now he almost like admits it every show. Yeah, of course. I mean, it was right there in the, yeah. I mean, isn't that known? Like, geez, guys, move on.
Whole life just rebuilds itself. It's amazing. It's like quitting smoking. Yeah, you'll have black lungs for a while and you'll feel like shit. But eventually it all clears up.
Eventually it does all clear up. And that's when you know you're truly, truly blessed. I got to get out of here. We're going to have a short one today. I warned you on that one. I warned you on that one. Okay? But we are, good news. We had a five-hour one last night, and we are going to have one tomorrow. So, you know, it is what it is. You're going to get five shows this week. Yeah, there's no written rule or anything. If you're mad, write an email or consult your physician or doctor about it. Thanks to Letty Lett, our executive producer, for today, for supporting the program. You can be an executive producer like Letty Lett By just, you know, just being a great all-around person and giving Redman and Mike Davidman middle finger. And whoever that guy is, you know, brainwashed, all caps. Clearly one of the worst people. Anyway, hit the like button. Tell your dad and your friends about it and your friends' dads about it and their uncle's dad's friends as well. The more you can do it. Mike David says, scram fool. Will do. You're like a real director. I'm not kidding. I would love one of those. If you're a Goldfoldman. If that's a real thing. I don't know what the fuck. People are saying you make these like leather books. They sound nice. Can I have one? I mean, you're supporting my show. You clearly like me. Can I have one? I'm being serious. I know you don't like need my ad or anything, but I like to write on the plane and stuff, and it sounds nice. Patrick, why are you holding out by not showing us who Slam Piece is? I don't know. It's not really my place to do that. I'm not into that stuff, man. I really am not. Until he makes her part of the show, which he slowly is. He had a conversation with her, I think, this morning. She like spent the night clearly, and she was like walking around the room. You could see a shadow, so it was a real person in the room. But no, I would like one of those books. I'm waiting for an answer. You know, so please, like, what is it going to take? What's it going to take to get one of these cool books? Darth Nugs, thank you for gifting a membership if I hadn't already. Connor, member for 10 months. Oh yeah, sweaty tryhard. Thank you for gifting membership as well. Douglas W. says, you seem kind of down, so I don't want to bring this up, but I still haven't received my stickers yet. Maybe you could look into it. This isn't how y'all get that handled at all. Figure that out. Ben Savage, new member, thanks for joining up. Stay anonymous. What does that mean? What's going on? I can't. This guy talks so cryptic. I have no idea what's going on. What? Hello? No one knows what you're trying to say. You've got to use full grammatical sentences, man. You got to use like real stuff. Look at this. Here's another anonymous, and look how they talk. Anonymous, huge fan of your show and your steel toe coverage. Your AI super chat app is genius. I'm a developer with experience in React, Node, JavaScript, Python. Currently in full-time employment in the UK, but I'm looking for part-time. Yeah, I don't know. Hit Moody up. Hello@supertip.gg. Hello@supertip.gg. Send him your CV. As it were, $3 from Anonymous. Excellent show this evening, sir. A tip of the cap. Literally a tip. With a cap. Anyway, DM me on Discord, he says. DM me on Discord, he says. Okay, I don't know what's going on. All right, well, it's been one of the most confusing days of my time and moments of my life. Now what's going on? You doxed the anonymous, is that right? Who? Who? What's going on, man? I've never doxed anybody anonymous on here. Or on the show. I don't even know. I don't even know. To work on cool projects, how can I get in touch? Moody on our Discord, discord.gg/NLO. You can get it there. Bleep, 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 blah, 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 blah. All right. I think we're out of here. I think this is about all I can do, of this mental illness stuff. Sorry, they keep coming in. Silence Duguid. He's trying to save money by doing $3 chats, but can't get his full thought out. So, and has to spend more money. Oh, so he just keeps dropping threes because he can't just put 10 up and say what he wants to say in one fell swoop. I don't know. Goldfold.com is anonymous fool. Goldfold.com is anonymous fool. Yeah, I don't understand what's going on, man. I don't know. I don't know if you're Goldfold or you're trying to... You're the other guy talking about Goldfold? Because I said you had Mr. P energy. He said you had Goldfold energy. Now you're saying Goldfold is anonymous. But you're anonymous. But then this guy's anonymous, but he's clearly like a different anonymous. And this guy's clearly a different anonymous. And I can't see the difference. Like, I literally, you all look exactly the same to me on my end, aside from the tip amount and the manic energy. So if you're implying that I can, like, tell who you are or see who you are or out who you are, everybody who uses Super Tip can tell you that ain't true. There's just, I don't have a God mode or something where I can see. I do have a God mode, obviously, to, like, do elevated privilege stuff. But, like, on the Super Tips, you can't see, you know, rehab for pot, intervention time. He is moody. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm clearly moody and I need to get help. I'll retract and run. I'm out of it, and I'm clearly, I need to see a man about my life and get it together. This guy's a nut. Oh, all the Red Bar guys go nuts. Nobody breaks a man. Nobody breaks a lost boy like Red Bar. You know. Who was the pork man? Clay? Like all these old Red Bar people, they're like the ones who crack, they really, really crack. Oh no, Patrick said he's God. I am. I'm God. That is what I said. That is what I meant. You are no anonymous here, sorry. You are no anonymous here. Sorry. Okay, I think we'll leave it on that one.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
Oh, hold on. I have to clear things up because people are dumb. Silence Duguid said you're most disturbing of a gentleman. Yeah. No. I have to clear something up because I did see your regular chat just now. You admitted to being able to see Anon's real name right here on your own show. No. You're confused. Who do you think knows better, you or me? There's no way in the Super Tip interface for me to see any anonymous, and there are clearly multiple ones. You can tell by their typing style and their sentiment. On the Super Tip system. Like, all I see is anonymous, and that's it. Every one of these chats, just anonymous $3, and then the chat. Now, again, you can tell, if you can't tell this is a different anonymous than this, and this, and this, and this. You know, again, maybe somebody's spoofing, but that's the only difference I can tell. And it may be the same person doing it, acting differently and typing in all caps. I don't know. This could be one person pretending to be many people. Here's another $10 from an anonymous. That's all I see, anonymous. I will send a message to Mubi on hello@supertip.gg. Moody, not Mubi. Moody. We have both. Don't get them twisted. But again, yeah, I have no idea who this person is. Now, because of our payment system, Stripe, obviously I could go log into my Stripe account and try to match up the time stamps or whatever that came in and find the transaction, which, of course, will go back to a real credit card with a real name. But it's like that anonymous that gave $1,000 or whatever that one night. I never went and looked. I mean, yeah, I could go into Stripe and see it if I really wanted to go do that detective work. But I've never done that. I have no fucking clue who that is. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care. Like, this guy's not hurting anybody. Just spurging out about Red Bar. It's fine. Like, we're all good. We're all good. No one's upset or mad. So, yeah. I mean, Again, you could I could block him if I didn't want him to ever do it again. And I could do that with or without knowing who it is, you know. I too am anonymous. Typo, sorry. Again, these all just show up this as from the same. I cannot differentiate one from the other. But we actually, I typed a 15-page guide on the back end of Super Tip. And everybody can back you up on that. Obviously, we could build something in there to look that up if we wanted. You could program anything. I'm just telling you it isn't. It isn't. But yeah, any creator you tip through Super Tip can go into Stripe and see who your real credit card or identity is, but that's because you're paying the creator directly. Literally, we're not taking the payment. So they can, you are literally handing that money via credit card to the creator. So any creator can go into their Stripe account and look up your real identity of an anonymous tip if they want to. The anonymous thing isn't so much as like you don't want the creator to know who you are. It's more for on screen. You don't want credit. You don't want your real name. That kind of stuff. Paul Nutty, Mike David is a creep, keeps his dogs locked up. I can verify that firsthand. Anonymous, did you say to be honest? Okay, sure. Okay, well, I've explained how it works. But yeah, on the Super Tip system, I have no way to know. There's not even a place I can like go in a back end and like see a list of tips that came. Well, it's on the panel on the front end. But like we don't have like reporting tools. I have no idea how much I made today. It's very, 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 very beta. So if you think there's some sort of like who cares? Anonymous, is it me? Don't stripe me. Don't strike me. All right, we're done. We're caught up. Please stop. Please stop. Soft timeout on all this stuff. Let me get the fuck out of here. No, but I just want to clear that up. Because if you thought I was like, you said, it's the guy who loses his mind. You told us you could look it up. Yes, there is a way I can go into Stripe and look it up. But as far as the Super Tip system goes, nah.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Twould you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking that low point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. In the way that he baits him, I put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I call, then he...